let's talk about the spring months and as we're getting into planting and just roughly how things are looking.
Things are looking really good. Corn is emerging well. Stands look to be good thus far. That could all change depending upon how the weather comes out and things. As far as any nitrogen applications, I'm hearing a lot of producers talking about side dressing because of the volatility within the fertilizer markets and the increased cost associated with 28% and urea. Guys are really looking for ways of protecting that, splitting up their applications during the season to ensure that they've got enough nitrogen to be able to kind of get to yield the yield goals that they're looking for, and with these racehorse hybrids that we have out there to ensure that they have enough food to feed this crop.
You can tell where there's been nitrogen loss at the end game in the field. So let's talk about a way to best utilize the nitrogen, specifically Nutrisphere N.
One way is to treat your 28 with our Nutrisphere N for liquids, or your urea with Nutrisphere N for granular. Both products will protect from volatilization and denitrification. Basically the product, if you broadcast it on top of the ground and don't get it into the ground and waiting on that rain event or that weather event to get it into the ground, it certainly protects through volatilization and by sequestering that positive 5 nickel that is kind of the catalyst that provides the food to feed that enzyme system. And then when you get it into the ground, it protects from the nitrosomonas and nitrobacter enzyme systems that that feed that back to that breaks down that causes denitrification.
You mentioned split application. So we talk about protecting and being able to best utilize our nitrogen. Is it cost effective and does it make sense to protect both applications of nitrogen in a split application scenario?
You know, it really is just going to be dependent upon what kind of rate of N that guys are going to run. You know, a lot of guys just put a little bit of nitrogen with the planter to help that crop, that corn, get up out of the ground and get a good stand. If you're running very low rates, around that 5 gallon, 3 to 5 gallon range, from an economic standpoint, I'm not sure that you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck. But if you really are truly splitting it, kind of a 50-50 blend, then definitely it would make sense to use some kind of nitrogen stabilization product to treat both. Really, where I've seen the biggest results for a producer is where they're using the bulk of their nitrogen, and that's where I would highly recommend them looking at a nitrogen stabilization product like Nutrisphere N to protect that investment.
Nitrogen isn't the only fertilizer that's important to a healthy crop. Phosphorus is another one. Why is it so important, really, at the start of the growing season and important for that crop?
Well, phosphorus is vital to helping that corn seed get off to a good start. It helps with the development of tissue and cell walls. And 75 to 95% of the phosphorus that a grower applies to the ground gets fixated very, very quickly. And with our Avail product, it prevents that from happening, and it keeps that phosphorus in Bray P1 form, which is the most readily usable form for the plant during the growing season. And, you know, it's vital that we get these hybrids off to a good start, get a good root system and factory underneath them so they can pull the nutrients up that they need to ensure that a grower is maximizing his opportunity for yield.
How do we maximize the value out of our phosphorus applications?
By treating it with the Avail product is one way, and placement, ensuring that you're getting it as close to that seed as possible, so that when it does emerge, it doesn't have to work nearly as hard. That root system doesn't have to work so hard to try to find its food source to ensure that it starts to develop. The Avail product protects from the phosphorus from getting fixated through a high negative charge, It sequesters those positive cations that are found within the soil profile that fixate and render most of the phosphorus that you're using unavailable.
The last time we talked, you were just getting ready to, and just starting with the More Than Manure product. Tell us a little bit about what it does and what how it works.
The More Than Manure product is a new formulation of product that has the same concept of our Avail product and the Nutrisphere N nitrogen management product, reformulated for livestock manures. The great thing about this product is it's just highly flexible for every manure livestock application out there. You can treat it a pit, a lagoon. You can treat particular transport vehicle, whether it's a tanker, a honey wagon. You could, you know, with dry litter, poultry litter, you can spray it right over the top. We've been looking at doing some trials with biosolids and spraying over the top of those when they're spread into the fields. So it's just a very versatile product that keeps the phosphorus that is found in those livestock manures from getting fixated, and it also protects that nitrogen component found within the livestock manures as well.
You mentioned mixing it and applying it to manures. Are there different application methods or special mixing requirements that go into the MTM that goes on the manure?
Absolutely not. The only thing that I recommend through the several trials that I've done myself, depending upon how large the confinement building is and number of gallons you're treating, I recommend that you kind of split up in different points within the confinement building where you pour it in. It's a very, very simple calculation. You take the total gallons that your pit will hold and divide that by the number of gallons that you're going to apply per acre times the 18 divided by 128. That gives you the overall number of gallons you need to treat that pit. Some hugely beneficial secondary benefits that we found with this product is it's helped reduce the crust. It's helped break down solids within the pits. And it's also showing some really great signs of being an ammonia suppression product as well by converting that ammonia to ammonium that's found in the confinement building. I've taken some buildings down in the hog side to 75, 80 parts per million, down to less than 2 parts per million at the hog level.
Anything else?
I think it's a real good product to use, again, to help producers maximize the efficiencies associated with their manure. With the price of fertilizer today, the more that these producers can get out of their manures, I think the better off they are going to be from a return on investment standpoint, because there's just so much volatility with these commercial fertilizers that we are seeing some real good agronomic benefits. We're looking at about a 13.1 bushel per acre yield response using the MTM.
If folks would like to find out more information, how can they do so?
They can visit our website, sfp.com, or you can go to morethanmanure.com for MTM.